you will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. You'll hear a woman talking about her hometown.
My hometown is a small but vibrant place surrounded by lush greenery and hills. It's known for its fresh air, friendly people, and traditional festivals. The Central Plaza is a lively hub where locals gather to share stories and enjoy delicious street food. Visitors often admire its historic architecture, a testament to its rich cultural heritage.
Now, listen again.
My hometown is a small but vibrant place surrounded by lush greenery and hills. It's known for its fresh air, friendly people, and traditional festivals. The Central Plaza is a lively hub where locals gather to share stories and enjoy delicious street food. Visitors often admire its historic architecture, a testament to its rich cultural heritage.
Question 2. You'll hear 2 students talking about keeping their class clean.
Lily, why do you think teachers always remind us to keep our class clean?
I think it's because a clean classroom is essential for a healthy learning environment. Students can contribute by organizing their desks and cleaning up after activities.
I couldn't agree more. Especially when teachers and students working together and make cleanliness a shared responsibility and an achievable goal.
Now, listen again.
Lily, why do you think teachers always remind us to keep our class clean?
I think it's because a clean classroom is essential for a healthy learning environment. Students can contribute by organizing their desks and cleaning up after activities.
I couldn't agree more. Especially when teachers and students working together and make cleanliness a shared responsibility and an achievable goal.
Question 3. You'll hear a student talking about time management.
Good time management helps students balance studies, hobbies, and rest. Creating a schedule with clear priorities can reduce stress and improve productivity. Break tasks into smaller steps and set realistic deadlines. Using tools like planners or apps can make time tracking easier. Developing this skill early benefits both academics and personal growth.
Now, listen again.
Good time management helps students balance studies, hobbies, and rest. Creating a schedule with clear priorities can reduce stress and improve productivity. Break tasks into smaller steps and set realistic deadlines. Using tools like planners or apps can make time tracking easier. Developing this skill early benefits both academics and personal growth.
Question 4. You'll hear a girl telling her friend about staying healthy and fit.
How can we stay healthy and fit?
To stay fit, we should engage in regular physical activities like sports, dancing, or cycling.
That's a good point. Apart from exercising,
eating balanced meals and avoiding junk food is equally important. Also, you should make sure to get sufficient sleep to support growth and mental well-being.
Now, listen again.
How can we stay healthy and fit?
To stay fit, we should engage in regular physical activities like sports, dancing, or cycling.
That's a good point. Apart from exercising,
eating balanced meals and avoiding junk food is equally important. Also, you should make sure to get sufficient sleep to support growth and mental well-being.
Question 5. You overhear a woman talking to a friend about her unforgettable day.
Last Saturday was an unforgettable day for me. I climbed a mountain with my friends. The hike was challenging. I almost gave up when I sprained my ankle, but I kept going, and it was indeed worth it. The view from the top was breathtaking. We celebrated our success with laughter and photos.
Now listen again.
Last Saturday was an unforgettable day for me. I climbed a mountain with my friends. The hike was challenging. I almost gave up when I sprained my ankle, but I kept going, and it was indeed worth it. The view from the top was breathtaking. We celebrated our success with laughter and photos.
Question 6. You'll hear a musician talking about how music connects people.
Music transcends language and cultural barriers, bringing people together. A shared melody can create bonds among strangers. From concerts to casual sing-alongs, music unites individuals in joy, sorrow, and celebration. It is a universal language that fosters understanding and empathy, making the world feel smaller and more connected.
Now, listen again.
Music transcends language and cultural barriers, bringing people together. A shared melody can create bonds among strangers. From concerts to casual sing-alongs, music unites individuals in joy, sorrow, and celebration. It is a universal language that fosters understanding and empathy, making the world feel smaller and more connected.
Question 7. You'll hear a man talking about pastime activities for teens.
Engaging in creative hobbies like painting, writing, or photography allows teens to relax and express themselves. Such activities can boost confidence and develop talents. Spending time on meaningful pastimes keeps the mind active and reduces screen dependency. Teens who invest in hobbies often discover passions that lead to lifelong skills.
Now, listen again.
Engaging in creative hobbies like painting, writing, or photography allows teens to relax and express themselves. Such activities can boost confidence and develop talents. Spending time on meaningful pastimes keeps the mind active and reduces screen dependency. Teens who invest in hobbies often discover passions that lead to lifelong skills.
That is the end of part 1.